Now.
The rest of the story. Steve knew that Maria was cheating on him. He didn't really care that much until Maria announced that she was pregnant. Steve demanded to know who the father was. Maria said it was hard to tell. She'd had several boyfriends, she said, during her relationship with Steve. Could have been any one of them. The problem was all of the other men were married. Steve said forget it. He'd help Maria any way that he could. He'd even provide support for the child. But he would not marry a woman for the sake of a baby that was probably somebody else's. And Maria agreed that that was fair enough. On September 14, her son was born. She was living at 11 East Genesee Street at the time, only a short distance from Steve's apartment, and Steve would visit her occasionally. He paid her rent and her grocery bills and more. Even after the visits stopped, the money kept coming. The baby was about a year old when Maria began drinking heavily, began neglecting the child, and friends found out and called Steve. Steve, exasperated, turned the matter over to an old friend, a gentleman many years his senior, who happened to be a county judge. And the judge then had Maria temporarily institutionalized, and her son was placed in an orphanage. Once again, Steve picked up the tab. Maria was out of the tank in no time, and for a while she was content with the task of putting her fragmented life back together, and then she realized that in losing control of her son, she also lost any claim on the supposed father, so she sought to regain the child by kidnapping him, which she did successfully one night in April. But the authorities tracked her down, and they recovered the 19-month-old boy, and he was returned to the orphanage, eventually adopted by one of the most distinguished families in western New York State. Finally, after a feeble and failed attempt at blackmail, Maria Halpin disappeared from Steve's life forever. Well, almost forever. For this is the rest of the story. One day, Steve became famous. And in doing so, he made enemies. And those enemies learned that once upon a time, Steve had misbehaved with a woman of questionable reputation, and that he was accused of fathering her child, and that after refusing to marry her, he did arrange to have the child taken from her. All of which is interesting. I mean, about the discovery and the public exposure of the facts, because of when it happened, for had it occurred during the national convention in Chicago, Steve surely would never have been nominated. I said, had it occurred before or during the Chicago convention, Steve surely would never have been nominated. And had the news broken during the last 2 weeks of the campaign, Steve almost certainly would never have been elected. But the fact is that the scandal that I've just related came out after Steve's nomination, and so early in the political campaign that folks were tired of it by Election Day. And so, in spite of the scandal, he was elected anyway. If anyone should ever ask you on one of those quiz programs how Stephen Grover Cleveland became president of the United States, you might say the usual way. Or you might want to relate the rest of the story.